If you can kind of talk about how you are now approaching your individual competition coming up to an event.
Well, I'm very excited for the individual event coming up this week. We had a very exciting week last week, and yesterday getting our medals and celebrating with the entire team was very epic. It was kind of that moment that you always dream of, standing in front of the crowd and receiving an Olympic medal. And now that we've celebrated and kind of processed that, it's back to business, and we have two more training days before the competition starts. And I've gotten back into my structure and back into my focus, and you know, just listening to my trainers and my coaches, and following Yuka and Jason explicitly. And basically, I'm very excited. Practices have been going fantastic here in Russia. I love the ice. I love the venue, and I can't wait to do it all over again.
Thanks, Jeremy. Jason.
The last few days has been truly so special and so exciting to be with the team and to be able to compete with them and for them. And I think it's just definitely been a great start to the Olympic experience for me and for all of us. So last night, to be on the medal stand with seven national winners and champions, and to stand with them and to be a part of that team was so special for me. And I really can't wait to for the individual events to start, so I can be in the stands cheering them on as a team and cheering them on as individuals. And I can't wait for the event to start on Thursday. I've been training really well. I feel really confident, and I'm really excited to go out there and just perform and have a blast and do what I know how to do and do what I love.
Thanks, Jeremy. We will go ahead and take questions from the journalists.
Morgan?
Yeah.
One question for each of you. Jason, how much did skating in the long program help you just in every way, not just physically, but mentally too, toward the individual? And Jeremy, why do you think that maybe you'll be able to put behind the problem you had in the short program and be able to do much better in the next programs?
I think it was amazing to start off with the long program here. I'm such a person who's all about the team, and I just wanted to go out there and do the best that I could for them. So I think it was a great practice because I put on a ton of extra pressure on myself to compete well for the team and to finish off that last night. I wanted to start it off strong and start off that night as best that I could. And I think as the program went on and I felt that support from the teammates who were sitting in the booth, and I felt that, and it just made me more confident and got me more excited. And to have their support there, you know, the more it happened, the pressure just felt less and less, and more about, you know, their support really felt like home and felt like any other competition where they're there cheering you on, and it meant the world to me. And to be a part of such an incredible team definitely, you know, made us so much closer. And I'm so lucky only to be individual event coming up, knowing that I had that behind me, and I put so much pressure on myself to be as the best that I could be to help the team. And so now I can't wait to do the individual event and take what I learned from that and bring it there.
Well, the short program was disappointing, but I think it was kind of exactly what I needed looking forward. Like I said in all of my previous comments, and I was extremely upset that I did that for my team, because I wanted to really pull out something big for them so that we could really have a strong shot at, basically what we did, which has been incredible. But I felt like I let the team down, but they've been very great and very supportive. But I think it was kind of exactly what I needed for myself looking forward to this coming event. It made me really kind of look at how I was structuring the competition and how I was kind of approaching it mentally. And I've spoken a lot with Yuka and a lot with my sports psychologist at home, and we've kind of restructured this games so it's much more normal for me. And I think things have been definitely feeling much better and definitely looking up. And I'm excited to have another go at it. And it's, you know, it's kind of rare in life that you get a second chance at things, and I'm happy and blessed and pleased that I get that.
Jeremy, are you able to in any way sort of understand the day you skate, how you're going to skate? Because we've seen you skate so brilliantly, and then, you know, last week you saw you sort of falter. Is there a way that you can feel that yourself, or you just don't know as much as we don't?
Well, I think it's all in the preparation, not just at home, but also in the preparation in the day leading up. And I think mine was a little scattered, and, you know, and we saw that I was a little bit scattered on the ice. So Thursday and Friday, we're going to make sure that every hair is in place and every step is in the right place. And, you know, there's no perfect feeling when you go out to compete. There's no perfect mindset, but it's just about setting everything up as well as you possibly can, so that when you take that ice, that everything is organized and together, and there's no other thoughts intruding.
Hi, for both of you. After the team event, have you made any changes to your game plan coming into the Olympics? And has it changed the way you've approached your training sessions and what you do in your training sessions?
For me, nothing's changed. Just continuing to train the way that I have been. I think having the team event was, you know, you're doing the same program. It's not that you're training, you know, now three different programs. So the training has definitely been the same, and I'm just excited to go out there and get to do it again.
For me as well, nothing's changed on the ice. Just kind of a restructuring off the ice, how I go about my day, and to make sure that my time schedule is very precise and that I'm organized. Because that's, for me personally, my biggest challenge is organization, and so that's why I have my coaches and my trainers, and they're making sure to keep everything together and on point. But everything else is staying exactly the same, and par for the course.
We'll go Alyssa and then David.
Hi, I'm sorry to harp on about the team event, but I just wanted to ask, one of the Russian skaters said that she didn't really understand what it was still all about, and it was really weird to get a medal for just a short program. How do you feel about the staying power of this event, and, you know, does it feel strange to just do one program and then...
We've done team events before, but this was a very different structure, so it was kind of a learning curve for all of us. We didn't really understand coming in exactly how it was going to work out, so it was kind of trial by fire. But having gone through it, I think in the future it can definitely be something incredible, and I think having gone through it, it has potential to be something more than what it was here, even though it was absolutely fantastic here, and I enjoyed every minute of it. But when you have a new event kind of added to an existing event, I think there needs to be some trial and some, you know, there's trial and error. And I think if it comes about again in Korea, you'll see some changes to it, I believe. Maybe not big and maybe not structural, but just some small details that may have been tweaked out. But as an athlete, I enjoyed it. I've done a World Team Trophy, and now I've done the team event at the Olympics, and it's always quite a different experience to compete with your country rather than just for yourself, and it's something that you never get in figure skating, and it's quite an honor to be a part of that.
It was just so special. You know, I got to compete with the team that I've looked up to for so many years, that I admire more than anyone in the world, and I think that's so rare for, you know, to get that opportunity, and it is the first time, and it's something that I hope stays continuously through the next games, and I think it was just so special, and I, you know, it's funny when you say, like, you just did one segment, and you just did it short, because it does feel like I've done it all, you know, because I'm, you know, there cheering them on, and it's something that, you know, I feel like I skated that short program with Jeremy, I feel like I was there, you know, with Gracie Gold and Ashley and the whole team, and we were all there for Meryl and Charlie screaming, and even though, you know, we weren't out there on the ice, but we were there as a team, and we were there screaming from the booth, and it definitely felt like we were there for the whole thing as a team, and we were in it together, so it definitely feels like that.
Jeremy, can you talk about how difficult it was to be in Colorado Springs? Some of the specific things you missed
and how the move to Detroit revived your career?
It was a difficult decision to leave Colorado Springs. I had been there for 10 years, and I had a lot of loyalty to Tom, and I'm very grateful for everything that he gave me. I just really felt that I needed a change of direction and kind of a fresh perspective on my skating and my career, and I really found that in Yucca. And honestly, after spending 15 minutes on the ice with her in Detroit, I knew that I was making the right decision, and I was very comfortable with that. But it was very difficult for me because I had never lived away from home, I'd never been away from my parents, and I was kind of embarking on this new journey all on my own for the first time in my life. But it was very exciting, and I knew in my heart, I knew in my soul that I was making the right decision, so it wasn't difficult. However, I do have to say I miss the sunshine of Colorado. the weather is unparalleled. It can be pouring or it can blizzard, but the sun will be out immediately, and it just always kind of brightens up your spirit. I love Michigan, and I love the lakes, and I kind of love the serenity of the water. But I do have to say that I do miss the sunshine that Colorado provides.
Jim, you had talked at Nationals and previous to that about how you have changed the structure and how it's made you a different skater and made you more confident. So how disheartening for you was it to have that short program? And when you talk about the organization of your day, what exactly do you mean? Like, can you go through what needs to happen for you to have a good day and to not have what happened the other day?
I think all the specifics are excessively boring, but basically, it's very easy to kind of lose time and lose kind of any structure inside the village because there's so much going on. And when we first arrived, I was there with a handful of my best friends that I've known for a long time and that I only get to see a number of times, and we're literally all just kind of living this dream. So I felt more like summer camp than an Olympic Games. And kind of my whole time schedule, my structure would get very off. You know, living in the village very much feels like kind of like Neverland, like time just doesn't exist and you're a kid forever. And it's an amazing feeling, but it wasn't very conducive to my competitive needs. So we've really kind of tightened the reins on me and my scheduling and my structure and my organization to make sure that everything is very solid and very precise, and now everything's kind of operating like a Swiss watch and nothing's out of place.
Can you both just address what a successful performance would be in the individual event? I mean, I feel like if you put out the best you could, perhaps a medal is possible, but what would be a good Sochi in the individual event for each of you?
For me, it's all about skating the way that I train. I train clean programs every day. I know I'm capable of doing that when I compete. The U.S. Championships wasn't, the program that I put out wasn't a surprise to me. It's something that I train every single day. I've done it better in practice. When I got off the ice court, it was like, you know what, that was good. It wasn't your best. This was slow, this was two-footed, and just went through it, and I know there's so much more that I can put out there and so much more that I can give. And I think that having that going into the next event, I think it's all about just going out there and doing what I train, and what happens from there is out of my control.
I think for me, it's not living this dream ideal performance. You kind of always dream of having that Olympic mobility performance where everything is just perfect and everyone's on their feet. I think for me, it's just about staying in the moment, staying present through the competition, and taking it one element at a time and just checking off the checklist. And then, once everything's been completed and once everything's been done the way that I train it, like Jason said, it's more about just kind of doing the work, getting the job done, and not living some big expectation, because you can't ever live up to that. So a successful games for me would literally just be to do my job the way that I've trained to do it.
Can you guys both talk a little bit about What is the conversation going on in your head when you're skating? What do you see, what do you hear, and what are you saying to yourself while you're out there?
For me, what I kind of say is I kind of make up a story at the beginning of the year of my program. So every time I step on the ice, and this year it really started after Skate America for me making that story and really getting into that zone, because I haven't had that much experience in front of a ton of cameras and a huge audience in the arena. So for me, it was all about that and getting that performance past start. So when I talk to myself, you know, I have keywords going into all my jumps, and it's not, and all the steps that I do, and it's not, you know, take off, like those technical terms. It's more about, like, you know, like, perform this, or, okay, now look at your hand, more of like that type of thing. So that's really what is going through my head. And so when I get on the ice, I feel like I'm just at home, and it's just another day at the rink, because I'm saying the same things to myself, and nothing has changed. I don't skate with my glasses. So, and I don't have terrible prescription, but I can't really see under your eyes. Just letting you guys know. So, like, that's kind of... So when I see, it's kind of all a little bit of a blur, but it's something that helps me to perform and to emote to the audience better and to, you know, I let everything out and I give you guys the performance that I know I'm capable of, and I want to be able to do the best in that aspect as I can. So... and I think just it's been so cool seeing the rings around the rink. That's definitely so exciting. It hasn't really sunk in yet, but it's been great. And that's really what's going through my head. And just knowing that I'm going to do what I train, and I think just staying in the moment. Because even, you know, I finished the team event long, and I couldn't even remember if I fell. Because it was so, like, I would keep going. Like, and it's a program where I can't miss a step. Every step has a beat, and I had to get right back up and keep going.
I mean, for me, it's basically just reminders, like, and keywords, like Jason said. It's we train the mental aspect as much as we do the physical when we're at home, so that when we get to competition, nothing's changing, and you're not like, oh, hey, look, there's like a dog in the audience. So you kind of train your thoughts as you're going through your program throughout the season, and it's very much just kind of methodical, and I remind myself about my rhythm and my timing of each jump as I'm going into it. I have keywords that I go through, and just reminders about where to breathe more and where to kind of hold my core a little more and where to just extend a little more. So you go through the training and you find the places that you just need the reminders, and then you just, it's a checklist, you just go A, B, C, D, Z, starts to end, and that's that.
What are the keywords that you use?
Like, going into my quad, I count to six. I did rhythm training this year with a drummer who works on golf swings, and it's really improved the consistency of my quad, so it's just to keep the rhythm of the element. And then going into my axle, it's for, well, maybe going into my loop, it's like turn, check, set, bend, snap, land.